Good morning. This is Debbie Brown, Ag and Natural Resources Educator for OSU Extension, Shelby County. Well, I was a bit surprised by the rain early yesterday morning. Thought we had a few more hours to enjoy sunshine. Of course, it did clear off by around noon, but then got gray again. But I guess we have to realize this is Ohio, right? Well, Mercer County will be holding the April session of their Lawn and Garden Talks this next Wednesday, April 24th. The topic will be container plantings, presented by Steve Stone of Nature's Green Nursery. The program will begin at 6 p.m. at the Central Services Building on Livingston Street in Salina. There is no charge, but be sure to let Denny know you're coming so he can have enough handouts. 419-586-2179. Friday, April the 26th is Arbor Day. There will be a celebration at 10 a.m. that morning at the west entrance to Cottman Hall on the OSU Ag Campus in Columbus. This will be a celebration of trees and the people who plant and care for them, hosted by the Chadwick Arboretum and Learning Gardens. The featured speaker will be Joe Blundo, a columnist with the Columbus Dispatch. This is free and refreshments will be available. To learn more, you can visit go.osu.edu/C-UEV. Now, I know few of us will get down there for that celebration. Many will be hoping to be in the fields by then, and once that happens, there won't be any away from the farm time until planting is done. However, you could take a minute or two to think about the role of trees in our environment, and maybe even take a walk through your woods or a park, just to relax and unwind. Let's celebrate trees. Also in Columbus, but on Wednesday, May 8th, there will be a program on challenges and opportunities for economic development in Ohio. This will be held at the Fawcett Event Center on Olentangy River Road from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be presentations by speakers from the College of Food, Ag, and Environmental Sciences, as well as local governments on topics such as an update on Ohio's economies, asset-based development strategies, economic development efforts across Ohio, and food and agriculture as ingredients of economic development. The keynote will be given by Swank Chair in Rural Urban Policy in the Department of Agriculture, Environmental, and Development Economics, and President of the Regional Science Association International, Mark Partridge. His topic will be, Does an Urbanizing World Still Need Rural America? Admission is free and lunch is included. Registration deadline is May the 2nd. For more information or to register, visit go.osu.edu/C-UEN. A closer activity on Wednesday, May the 8th, will be a gardener swap and share at the St. Mary's Community Public Library. This will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. with a presentation on pollinator plants by Mike Dosick from the Greater Grand Lake Beekeepers Association. You can swap or share potted seedlings and plant divisions with fellow gardeners, but it's not necessary to bring any items in order to pick up these freebies. There will also be a craft for kids led by Arts Place and refreshments provided by the Friends of the Library. This annual event is brought to you by the Heritage Trails Park District and the St. Mary's Community Public Library. Are you looking for an opportunity for a weekend getaway that includes some learning, too? On Saturday, May 18th, Simply Nature for Families will be held at the Sechrist Welcome Center at the Ohio Ag Research and Development Center, OARDC, in Worcester. From 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., children will have the opportunity to experience several outdoor activities and get a take-home kit to connect the park experience with backyard nature. These activities are free, but please register by May 15th. The intended audience is children's ages 5 to 10, accompanied by parents, grandparents, or other caregivers. You can find details at go.osu.edu/C-R8V. Now, this could be turned into a nice weekend getaway, too. An opportunity for education for the kids, the middle of Amish country, lots of places to visit, some good scenery, you know, just a thought. Well, I need to end this week's report with a bit of a funny. Last week, a little girl came home from school and approached her mother. Mom, some of the kids at school today said that you were the Easter Bunny. Is that true? Mom knelt down by her daughter and said, Do you really want to know? Well, yes, the little girl replied. Mom sighed, thinking of the end of the innocence of childhood. Yes, dear, I am the Easter Bunny. The little girl looked at her in amazement. Well, how do you get to all of those houses? Well, that wraps up this week. Have a happy and safe Easter, everybody. See you later. Bye-bye.